So have you seen the story of the former Canadian military commander, Russell Williams? Holy man, you know, if there was ever a case for capital punishment back up here in Canada, it would be this guy. Anyway, talking about the investigation, OPP, according to an article, Detective Inspector Chris Nicholas told reporters that he has never encountered the likes of Williams and hopes that he never does again. I can understand that. The purpose of preventing or presenting such graphic evidence in court, he said, was to give a clear picture of Williams if he ever applies for parole. That's the problem up here in Canada. It doesn't take long and you can make that application. He can't do that for 25 years, but even though 25 years for a 46-year-old, that's possible. He said Williams' ability to compartmentalize his life was bizarre. You know, as a high-ranking colonel in the military and a murderer. There was certainly two sides to Russell Williams, the police officer said, deputy inspector said. He said a lot of people just saw the other side. After last Tuesday's harrowing evidence, the inspector continued to emphasize that Williams' escalating deviant behavior over 2.5 years left little doubt that he's a serial killer and he would have killed again. Williams pled guilty to 2 counts of murder, 2 of forcible confinement and sexual assault, and 82 counts of break and enter. We've all seen the media reports of this sicko dressed up in women's underwear taking pictures of himself. All the break-ins involved stealing women's underwear that he filmed himself wearing before he meticulously cataloged and photographed each piece. Police say he took thousands of photographs that he secreted in a complex file system on his computer. Shortly before committing the murders of Como and Lloyd, Williams had bound and sexually assaulted 2 other women in what prosecutors say was a clear indication of an escalation of his deviant behavior. I think capital punishment went out in Canada around 1973 or 1974, and certainly in a case like this, the Canadian government and the voters should sit down and reevaluate that decision. A guy like this, Russell Williams, shouldn't be allowed to walk the earth anymore. Canadian military commander and a serial killer. Can't get much more bizarre than that. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.